With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Montana's rural critical access hospitals are struggling as COVID-19 patients are taking a lot of staffing resources and larger hospitals are at times unable to take patients. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
Dr. Kelly Jarrett is opening the door to Libby's Community Health Center, where she's a family physician. The building sits just across the street from Cabinet Peaks Medical Center, one of 49 critical access hospitals in Montana. Jarrett is also a fill-in hospitalist at the medical center.
We have already at this point experienced a situation where we weren't able to transfer somebody.
Jarrett explains that Cabinet Peaks is the only critical access hospital in the northwest corner of the state. That means it relies on sending patients who need ongoing care to Kalispell Regional Healthcare in the Flathead Valley. But that wasn't an option with a recent COVID-19 patient.
Thankfully, that person got remdesivir and was able to be discharged without ever getting close to ventilation, but it could have gone differently.
Patients at critical access hospitals like Cabinet Peaks usually don't stay longer than 4 days. The hospital only has 16 beds, fewer than the 25-bed limit for critical access hospitals. Jarrett says Cabinet Peaks will likely take on more of a role in providing more than short-term care as larger hospitals' inpatient beds fill up and the number of COVID-19 cases around the state surge. Dr. Brian Bell with the Cabinet Peaks Medical Center says not being able to transfer just one COVID-19 patient can impact how they help other people who come in seeking care.
So if we are taking care of an active COVID patient, we basically are using twice the number of nursing staff to take care of that patient than a patient without COVID.
According to the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services' latest report on hospital capacity in the state, most of Cabinet Peaks' inpatient beds are open. But that wasn't always the case, as COVID-19 cases increased in recent weeks. Over 90% of its inpatient beds were full for a time in early October. Bell says bed numbers can quickly change.
We have, approached other regional facilities, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Missoula, who are more than willing to take patients if we need to.
While beds are now open at Cabinet Peaks, other facilities like Francis Mahone Deaconess Hospital in Glasgow are in a much more dire situation. During Wednesday's Valley County Health Board meeting, CEO Randy Halome said many staff are in quarantine, making it hard to care for the hospital's 14 COVID-19 patients.
If this pattern continues, we are going to exhaust our capability of caring for the community and have to divert patients to other communities. And as Dr. Millard already mentioned, there's no beds in other communities either.
Halome says the hospital ran out of beds this week and is asking the state for help. President and CEO of the Montana Hospital Association, Rich Rasmussen, says critical access hospitals across the state are struggling with staffing and could be overwhelmed as providers are exposed or test positive for COVID-19.
Our caregivers, in serving those very small communities, they don't have a very deep bench of nurses, certified nursing assistants, and others.
Back in Libby, Michelle Boltz is the only nurse practitioner hospitalist on staff at Cabinet Peaks Medical Center, and she's worried about what would happen if she and other providers, such as the hospital's only general surgeon, are exposed.
Say there's a car accident. A lot of times those kinds of injuries they're very time sensitive and they require immediate response, and we would not potentially have a surgeon available in that situation.
If a respiratory therapist isn't available, that could mean providers who have not touched a ventilator since med school could be asked to operate one in an emergency situation, with someone walking them through the details over the phone. Again, Dr. Kelly Jarrett.
But it's definitely something that I know I and probably really every provider that lives in this community would be pretty uncomfortable with.
Jarrett says there may be no avoiding that situation as cases rise and hospitals across the state and region scramble to keep up. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.